Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind.
Kaya FM 95.9. What a song. What a nice, beautiful song. In a very cold weather outside. Please be warm, Madaraseka. Don't just leave your house. No. I'm fucking short. It's not that I'm still short. Unless you're a timber. Besides that, your problem. You're still talking fat and set. And yes, I still say, Mina. But I went to school time. We're in a relationship for more than 3 months. You guys are supposed to, like, basically, make a deal. Which is a short and So, in this whole process, which is, people don't understand it because we hardly listen to the law. But Singapore, right now, guys, we're not supposed to sell alcohol between Friday and Monday, and then Sunday, no, Paisaile weekend. We have their phone call away. But anyway, right now we're talking the law, Bali.
So I decided to call a friend of mine, Tibelo Motswane, to come and just explain. She's an admitted attorney of the High Court of South Africa, and she calls herself the sister-in-law. Good morning, Bells.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
We're good.
Hi, Bells. Hi.
Hi.
I'm not happy because now all my friends by rank, but his friends are attorneys. Wow. Okay.
Bells, we're going to do this very quickly. We just want to understand, what does the law say about ifat and set?
Okay, the law says there's no such thing as a common law marriage, meaning that irrespective of how long you stayed with your partner, you can't be said to have been married or to have marriage rights.
Okay.
But there are certain instances where you can find that by mere fact of having a duty of support against someone, you may be able to claim either from REF or from the Pension Funds Act. But that claim doesn't make you a spouse. It just shows that that deceased person had a duty of support towards you. And this is a factual consideration.
So you have kolota, basically.
Or kolota, basically. Well, the deceased estate, yone o kolota.
So,
but it's not always guaranteed. It's always on a case-to-case matter. Sometimes it also depends on whether or not you have money or you have an attorney who's willing to assist you on a contingency basis for you to claim that money. For example, with REF, it won't be automatic that a stay-in girlfriend will have that claim.
So basically, if let's say for argument's sake, I was dating this very nice, rich woman, you know? And then we stayed together for about 7 months. And then she said to me, I don't like you anymore. You don't meet my standards. And then I leave. Ne? Now, does she owe me?
Why does she owe you? Is she dead?
No,
she
but
dead.
No, she's not dead. But
for pain and suffering.
Yeah, for pain and suffering. For pain and suffering. For emotional support. Right now, she was in a meeting. Everyone was shouting at her. I'm home. I'm like, baby, don't worry about this thing. I'm here. I'm comforting her. I'm rubbing her feet. Lalet, I am there. She owes me.
Oh, it means that many men owe us their names.
Yes. Thank you, Bells. So, Bells, basically, what advice would you give couples who are currently in fat and set situations? Because we see that happening quite a lot, especially here in South Africa, Emakasi. What advice would you give couples in those situations? How do you protect yourself?
Generally, you have what is called a domestic partnership agreement.
Okay.
Where parties can obviously list out the things that they own together. And in the event of death, for example, then it's pretty clear from the agreement that Mbali owns the TV and Mbumba owns the couch.
Mm.
Then on top of that, each party must have a will so that when either of them passes away, the family can't come and then kick the other one out saying, this is my son's house.
This is hectic.
The girlfriend can then show that, well, in terms of his will, he left his whole house to me. Or in terms of her will, she left the whole house to me.
Mm-hmm.
So parties must just have wills. But I always then say, if you're going to go through all of that trouble of a domestic partnership agreement, you may as well just get married, make it official. Why?
Develo, where can people find you on the socials?
You can find me on Sister in Law, www.sisterinlaw.co.za, on social media it's @sister_in_law_.
Thank you so much. That was Utibelo Motswane. She is an admitted attorney with the High Court. So ankhona ukumphikisa and khona ukuyenzani.
Angoyipi ngalethe show Utibelo. Like half of the things are wrong. So mangijwayele ukuthi fanele sibe ne agreement ethize.
Yes, domestic partnership agreement.
Ukuyarata before unrata sign amo. Ubale mo. Ekasi.
An initial each page.
Ekasi. Ekasi abona uluthando bafunda yonke lento le. Ba initial each page. Hey, I can see it happening.
Rewinding Kaya FM on FM Rewind. Visit kayafm.co.za for more.